plans are afoot to bring a nappy library to County Clare. Some of those behind the project join me in studio, including Deirdre Burke. Deirdre, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. What have you in mind? Tell me first of all.
Well, we're very lucky here in Clare to have been given a grant from Clare County Council to start a nappy library. So I'm actually going to let Patricia talk a bit more about that. She has a bit more information than I would have.
Patricia Neary is with us as well this morning, along with her 17-month-old Rachel. But Patricia, what have you in store?
Hi, Gavin. We've got a grant from the Clare County Council. So the grant will give us enough money to get a demo kit together, which we will bring with us to what we call Nappuccinos, which we could show mums who are interested in using cloth what kind of nappies are out there now, because it's not just terry cloths anymore. They're so much easier, more convenient, and can be used just almost like disposables with the Velcro and poppers. And as well as the demo kit, we'll actually have a loan kit where we can actually loan them out to mums that they can try for 2 weeks. So we loan them out for €15 and then they get to have them for the 2 weeks, and then we take them back off the mum again, and then we would wash and hygienically wash them and all that so that they're ready for the next loan.
So in other words, you're borrowing nappies from the library, but it's all the issues you guys, cleanliness and everything else.
Oh, of course, definitely.
You both mentioned a grant. I think it was it €250?
€250 originally to start with, and then they'll give another €250, I think, in April.
Okay, I just want to make it's not huge money, basically.
No,
because it's obviously, if the council are giving it, it's public money and the whole lot, but it's not massive money or anything along those lines. How would this work, Deirdre?
So basically, I think it's important to talk about the National Library. There is a National Library that has existed since June 2012. It was set up by some mums who were big into cloth but wanted to be able to get people started, because it's a bit confusing when you're trying to start. You don't know, there are four main different types of nappies, and it's a bit... So they've been running since 2012, and we are now a branch of that. So basically, what will happen is there are a few different types of loans you can get, and you can apply depending on what you want. So there's a newborn nappy loan, there's a potty training loan, bedwetting loan, and then there's the long term loan, which is 6 months, I think, Patricia.
Yeah, I availed of that because it's, if you're not interested in using nappies, or if you're interested in using nappies but you don't want to spend all the money up front, like doing a loan, it's a great way to see whether it's something that you're interested in and that you would find a great benefit to you. And for
what
me,
what are the benefits?
Oh, so many benefits.
So the main benefit, I think, because you were already talking about waste this morning, and I think that's the main number one thing for me was the environment, because we noticed immediately a huge difference in the bin, you know, the weight of the bin. You're talking about, for a newborn, possibly, we were just talking about it earlier, you could be using maybe between 5 and 10 nappies a day, which is 70 nappies a week, which is 140 nappies going into your bin, plus the huge pile of disposable wipes as well. You can actually get reusable wipes. A lot of us use the cloth wipes as well. So, I mean, if you're saving, you know, if you think of 140 nappies in your bin, that's half your bin, you know.
So financially as well as the environment.
So
then
the weight in your bin, the environment is particularly, because the way I think of it is, my husband's 30, his parents didn't use cloth, and there are six kids in his family. If you calculate that, it's a frightening number of nappies that are still in that landfill in Clare somewhere and will not break down for the next 500 years. So I think that, for me, that kind of made me go, okay, we have to give this a go.
But the cloth nappies have changed as well. You were explaining some of this as well.
So it's more, it looks like, we have got one here to show yourself.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They look more like a disposable in that they're shaped and they have Velcro or snappers. They have elastic on the sides that keeps everything in, and they've got elastic around the back as well. You've got ones that have pockets, so you can stuff them depending on if you've got a heavy wetter or not. And that's the great thing about the cloth nappy loan as well, is you get to see what type of nappy you want to use for your particular child. Some babies are more heavy wetters, some babies will poo more often or not, or whatever.
The main aim of the National Library is to give information, because there is such a minefield out there and people get confused and they're kind of going, what am I going to use? What's there? And in our local library that we'll have, there will be like two of each type, so you can try you'll be able to try each one, and you'll kind of have an idea which one will suit you. Actually, it's probably a good idea to have a couple of each, because they all do different things. Like one is good for nighttime, one is good for convenience, one is good for the creche, one is good for slim fitting. It just depends on what you're looking for.
And look at, you've given me a couple of examples here. This one a bit thicker than the other, I presume that's a nighttime or something
yeah,
so like that. Yeah,
yeah, you can make it, you can stuff it with different things. So it's a pocket. So if you wanted to use it, if you knew you were going to be going on a long journey or you're going to do the shopping in Aldi or whatever, you know, that you're going to be gone for a long time, you could put more things into it or less or what, you know. And so I think, you know, that's another, you've brought us onto another section, that it's very good for your pocket, because I mean they reckon that a full set of cloth nappies from birth to potty, as we say, costs roughly €300. But I mean, if you bought them, you could buy them pre-loved, yeah, and then that would cost you less, or you can go high end and buy the fancier ones and spend more
and, pay, and, look, and yeah, disposal nappies.
Whereas,
to cost a lot of
cleaning, you know, that would only get you a few months disposables.
Okay. €300. A couple more bits I want to touch on. Is it good for baby? Does Rachel enjoy it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and even for sensitive skin, like, it's all organic. It's all natural fibres. It's,
yeah. Bamboo and cotton.
Cotton, bamboo, can, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So there's nothing better for your baby's bone,
sure,
than that.
I mean, Joshua has only had, in 19 months, he has only had nappy rash twice, and that was usually my fault where I'd hadn't put the liner in right or whatever, you know, or he was teething. That's it.
Okay. If people want more information, if they're intrigued, what should they do?
So the clothnappylibrary.ie is their, so it's www.clothnappylibrary.ie. They're on Twitter, nappylibrary.ie. Sorry, there's an at in front of that.
Sure.
There, if you Google the Cloth Nappy Library Ireland, you will find it. You'll find us on different.
Well, you can also go on Facebook. They have the Cloth Nappy Library on Facebook, and then there's also Cloth Chat. Okay. As well, where you can ask loads of questions and also get in touch with us, and we can, we'll also be, especially in the Cloth Nappy Library Facebook, that's where we'll announce when we would be having our nappuccinos and that
great
kind of
stuff.
Thing.
Well, Patricia and Deirdre, thanks for joining us today, and best of luck to you both,
thanks
and to baby Rachel as well, and best of luck. Thanks very much, guys, for joining us this morning.